Kick-Ass Decks, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This is episode 30 of Kick-Ass Vets Podcasts, Kick-Ass Tips to Consider Before Quitting. As always, I'm Anne, chatting with you about these topics. Today, we're going to talk about when should you quit your job? This is a question that I often get, especially from final year vet students that are terrified that they're going to go into their first job that they've been told is the most important thing in creating them as a vet. And what if they don't like it? How do they know when to quit and when to leave? First of all, it's sad that these final year vet students that should just be excited about going into their career are already worried about not liking their new job. And I think part of that problem is that everybody tells them that picking their first job is so crucial. It's going to form them as a vet. It's going to make them who they are ongoing. What I want to say is, yes, your first job is important and you should pick it carefully. And I have blogs and podcasts on picking your first job. But I also really want to say that if you pick the wrong one, that's okay. It's completely fine. If you pick a job and you realize that you're not happy, the medicine isn't what you thought it would be, the mentorship isn't what you thought it would be, you can leave that job. There's nothing holding you there. When I graduated 6 years ago, so in 2013 in Canada, the stats were that the average time a new grad stayed in their job was 6 months. That's average. So a lot of people, and I know classmates of mine that left their job after 3 months because they weren't happy, and I have other classmates that are still at their first place of employment. So, you know, if you pick the wrong job, don't worry, it's not the end of the world. You can definitely go on from that and just evaluating why you're leaving your job or why you want to leave your job, I think, is the most important thing. And that's what we're going to chat about today. So let's jump into it. Firstly, any single job that you have is going to have downsides. No job is going to be perfect. In the vet world, there are going to be aspects of the career that you're not going to like. For everyone, those aspects are going to be different points. But the reality is there's going to be part of it, any job, any profession, any career, where you're not going to like it, you're not going to love it, you're going to dread that section of it. But the question is, overall, are you happy? For the most part, in your job, are you happy? Are you satisfied? And if the answer is yes, then that's probably a place where you want to stay. If you're not, if you are feeling, you know, overwhelmed or bored or unhappy or bullied or any of those things, then yes, it might be time to leave the job. What I really want you to consider before leaving your job, however, is what exactly it is you don't like about that job. If you just jump from job to job and because you're unhappy and you don't identify what it is that you don't like in that job, how are you supposed to avoid making the same mistake when you're picking the next job? Same as with relationships. You know, if you're not happy in any aspect of your life, really figure out what it is that you don't like so that when you go into the next aspect, you can avoid making the same mistakes over and over again. You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot before you even start a new job because you picked a job that has the exact same problems as your last job and why you left. So we're going to chat about that. The other thing I want to chat about is what are considered quote unquote acceptable reasons to quit. So on paper, up front, when we're being all professional and when we're chatting with bosses, when we're leaving, when we're chatting about new bosses for why we left our last employment, there are certain aspects that are considered an acceptable reason to leave a job. Those three main things are a 10% or greater increase in salary, change in, you know, job location or personal situation, or a change in your job description or role. So when you are leaving your job, if you want to not burn bridges, and when you're applying to a new job, you really want to frame that conversation and why you're leaving in one of those aspects. And, you know, changing job description is probably the best in a way that that employment can't meet those needs so that it's, you're not blaming your past employment for leaving, but it's just you growing into different opportunities. In the vet world, it's such a tiny, tiny world. And even if you hate your boss, keeping yourself on a good footing and not burning bridges behind you as you go is a really beneficial thing to do. So really focus when you're chatting about leaving a job with your boss or when you're chatting about a new job, that you keep these kind of acceptable reasons in mind and phrase it. If you want to be really honest with your boss, you're going to help them in terms of not losing future employees. However, put yourself first. You know, you're not going to change people. So is it worth it to burn that bridge to say your piece? You need to decide that for yourself. But in reality, if you want to protect yourself, try to just take the high road and move on and not be petty about things. So let's talk about reasons that you actually quit, because, you know, definitely sometimes these acceptable reasons are the reasons that you want to quit. But a lot of times they're things that you can't really talk about that much, especially with your boss, because your boss might be the problem, or the boss might be the manager that is allowing the problems to occur, and you just don't want to go down that road. You know, you might be being bullied at work, either your boss, coworkers, whatever, clients. It might just be a toxic work environment because of individuals, because of workflow, for whatever reason. You might be uncomfortable with the level of medicine that they're performing, and you just don't think that it's up to date, and they're just not willing to hear your new ideas, and it's just making you uncomfortable. There might be no room to grow or no room for professional development, which is hugely important in this field to keep us going, keep us engaged. You might be in a situation where your knowledge and ideas are just not being valued, that your boss wants you to just come in, clock your card, and do exactly what they did as a little mini them, and you really want to be valued for yourself. You might just hate going to work every day, and it might be that you can't quite pinpoint exactly what it is. You just have that feeling. It might be that the clinic is disorganized. You know, they might have a crappy schedule. The workflow is disorganized and you just constantly feel like you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You might have a personal belief disagreement. You know, maybe your boss is a huge racist and you just don't want to work in that environment, and you just can't handle the fact that your boss has these values that you just don't agree with and don't like being around those sentiments. It might be that you don't have any mentorship or support. It might be that the equipment or the support staff are dysfunctional or non-functional, or it might just be that you don't feel like you're being paid enough. You know, these are just some of the reasons that may want you to leave your current job, and these are all okay reasons to want to leave, but they're a little bit harder to chat about with your boss. So what do I want you to do before you quit? As I said, figuring out exactly why you want to leave, figuring out who's the problem. Is it actually that work environment, or is it you? Because sometimes people go from job to job to job and they constantly are unhappy, but they refuse to stop and self-evaluate. And maybe it's their own perception, it's their own personality that they're putting out there that's making them unhappy in their job. And sometimes we need to self-reflect and realize that sometimes we are the problem and we need to fix ourselves in order to fix the situation. So figuring out, is it the job? Is it you? And if it's the job, is there something that you can fix to make that job work for you? Statistically, you're going to make more money if you stay in a job longer term. That's statistically what they find. So if you can find a job where you can make things work, you can stay in the same job, you can build that clientele base, which makes your life easier long term, and you can build those relationships, then your life might be easier. So it's worth it to try to make a job work if you can, but you need to figure out if that's going to be possible. So the questions that you want to ask yourself before you quit are, you know, first of all, make a list. What are the positive aspects of the job? List down everything that is positive. So, you know, is the schedule positive? Is the clinic environment positive? The equipment, your colleagues, the clientele, the location, your commute to work, every single little aspect of the job, you want to list what the positive aspects are and also what the negative aspects are. So, you know, sit down and make that really complete list of every single point and decide, do I like that? Do I not like that? The next thing that you want to do is really try to sit down and say, what is making me unhappy? Is it the actual work itself? Is it the clients? Is it the environment? Is it the managers? You know, do you dislike your managers, but you like everything else? Do you dislike your coworkers, but you like the rest of the team in terms of the management and the company? Is it just, you know, the clients are getting to you? Are you bored or are you overwhelmed? Is it the schedule? Really try to sit down and figure out exactly what it is day to day that makes you happy or makes you unhappy. The next thing you want to do, once you kind of have figured out what the negative aspects are and what makes you unhappy, is figure out, can you personally change to fix that problem? Is this something where, you know, it's really out of the control of the managers, and it's something that is a self-perception that you are portraying, that if you can change something about your life to make that work, is that possible? And is it something that you're willing to do? You know, maybe you really hate the schedule and you could potentially be more flexible and you could not want to go to that boxing class, not want to, you know, go to that swim lesson, but you're not really willing to do that because you want those things in your life. You have to think about, is there a way that you could fix the problem first? And if there's ways, list them down and then evaluate if you're willing to do those. The next thing to think about is this a problem that I've had in previous jobs? So is this a pattern that you're seeing from job to job? Because if it's a pattern that you're seeing from job to job, then it might be something that you're finding within yourself. So it might be something that you think you're wanting out of the profession and you're not. I would recommend checking out the blog or podcast, Which Fish Are You? Because it might be that you need to be in a different role in your job. It may be that you need to be in a different type of work environment. So figuring out if there's a pattern and trying to recognize the pattern is going to be helpful. The next thing to do is to sit down and figure out, is there a solution to the problem that would be acceptable? So say, for example, you've sat down, you've made your pros and cons list, you figured out what's made you unhappy, and the things that make you unhappy are, you know, you don't like the schedule, you don't feel that you are appropriately compensated, and there's, you know, one particular person at work that's quite toxic. Well, are these things that are able to be fixed? Can you talk to your boss about fixing the schedule? And is that something they're willing to do? Can you talk to your boss about getting a raise? And is that something that's possible? Is that toxic person, is there a way that you can interact with them less? Can you change the schedule so that you're not on shift with that person? Or can you talk to your boss about that person? And maybe if that person is toxic, maybe that person can be asked to change or the, change their behaviors. And if all of those things could be corrected, would that be enough for you to stay in your job? Sometimes we just get to this point with these jobs where we've been stepped on and burned so many times that even if they fixed every single problem right now, we're so done with the job, we just can't do it anymore. We've burned our emotional bridge with that job and you just have to leave. So if you start being unhappy, trying to do this before you get to that point is helpful, but being able to sit down and say, okay, here are the problems. These are the solutions that would be acceptable for me to stay in that job are going to be helpful, because then you can go to your boss or your manager and say, exactly, this is exactly what I'm having trouble with. This is what my problems are. These are the conditions that I need in order to stay in this job. Can we meet them or should we be looking for something else? The next thing that you want to think about before you leave is what your relationships are like with your managers or your employer and your coworkers. So trying to figure out if it's that human relationship component. Usually people quit managers, they don't quit jobs. So it might be something where it's not necessarily the job itself, but it's the manager, and identifying that is going to be helpful in terms of allowing you to pick your next job or allowing you to say, you know what, I actually really like the job, I just don't get along with the manager, in which case maybe you can just have a chat with the manager and figure out what isn't working and see if you can make it work. The other thing that you should think about is, what are your career goals for the next 2 years, for the next 5 years? Sometimes we're unhappy and we don't know why, and maybe it's because we feel stagnant in our careers. So maybe it's nothing that you can pinpoint, you're just not quite there and thinking about your career as a bigger picture. And do I want something else, or do I want something and staying in this job is going to give me a stepping stone? You know, maybe this is something where it's not the greatest job, but the boss is about to retire. You really want to buy in. You've already built up a ton of goodwill with clients. And if you can just stick it out for another year, then your boss is going to retire and you can buy that clinic. In which case, does the pros versus the cons wear out there? So it's really important to kind of take a step back and look at the whole picture and say, is this something that I can endure for a short period of time to accomplish a goal? Or look at the big picture and say, you know what? I really want to specialize. What am I doing? I'm going to go do an internship, or I'm going to go, you know what? I want to move countries, or I want to move states. Taking a step back and looking at that big picture and your career goals in the big picture is going to be helpful and help direct you about whether or not you need or want to stay in that position. So if you can systematically and carefully go through all of those questions, you really should be able to narrow down what the problem is about what you're unhappy about, and then try to decide whether it's something that's fixable or whether it's not. And like I said, it's just so important to find out what it is you don't like about that job before you move on to the next job. As I mentioned earlier, it's really important to have that kind of idea or phrase ready when you're looking for new jobs of, you know, why do you want to leave your current job, and or why did you leave your last job? Always, always, always stay positive. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, and try to form the answer to that new job question around those aspects that we chatted about that are acceptable, which is, you know, a change in role, a change in life situation or location, or a greater than 10% salary increase. And if you can do that, then the new boss that you're applying to isn't going to look at you as a job hopper. They're going to realize that this is someone who knows what they want and will go do anything they can to get it. All right, guys, thanks so much. I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope that this helps you in terms of trying to just determine whether or not to stay in your job. And new grads, remember, if you don't like your job, it is not the end of the world if you pick the wrong one. You can always leave your first job. If you're ever not sure and you want to kind of go through options, you can always check out our consulting through the website, www.kickassvets.com. And as always, advocate for yourself, because you are the only one that will. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.